Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones.
Hey, my beauty beauties. Welcome back to the One Talk Show podcast. Yes, I'm outside right now, soaking in the full moon and saging and just trying to decompress from the realization that has hit me. And for all of my divines out there on the twin flame journey, just know that even though you may not be dealing with the individual who kind of put you, who kind of was the catalyst for you going on the journey, you still on the journey. Just because your divine counterpart is, that's why I kept telling y'all, this is a twin flame journey debunking. Okay, and a lot of people want to say that, oh, you know, you're going to be with your twin flame. That's the whole point, you know, of the divine connection is to be with your true love, to be with your twin flame, all this old shit. And I kept saying that, I don't know about that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because the actual twin flame, that motherfucker makes you want to cuss, okay? I don't know about y'all, but, you know, my twin flame situation has been so disrespectful, and I think that it had to be like that. It had to be like that to pull out of me what needed to come out, you know? It had to be like that so that I would actually change, morph, evolve. Transcend. The universe had to send me, you know, somebody who was damn near treacherous. I mean, damn near fucking treacherous, right? And I had to love him. Had to love him. And then on top of that, once his treachery was discovered, I had to forgive him. Now let me just break this down for y'all. Okay, while I am a very loving person, positive person, person on my journey, person striving for my higher self, striving to be in my higher self, hey, I haven't arrived. Okay, even though I am a person who really, really subscribes to being your best and doing your best and trying to, you know, be better and stuff like that, I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still developing. I'm still, you know, processing shit. So, and I still get triggered. I still get triggered big time. Now, the real issue is I have told my twin flame long ago. I said, listen, I get it. If you don't want to be with me, okay? You don't want to. Oh, my God. Why do people come right here by my house? This is not the hangout spot. Hopefully, she's just dropping somebody off. Because I try to do my podcast. I try to do all my little stuff. I'm at my house. You know what I'm saying? I'm soaking up the sun. I'm saging. I'm doing all my good stuff. And people just come and they park across the street and they loiter and they do their little bullshit and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I just be annoyed to no end because I'm like, dude, go down there. Go fucking down there at the clinic where ain't nobody at. Go down there where you're not infringed upon a homeowner's space. It's like there's always somebody over here. There's always something going on this street. And during a time where you want to just be in your space, in your zone, motherfuckers is just still coming around. That's one reason why we're looking at selling this property. Because it's like we never get our time to just be at our house without all these people just hanging around. Like right now, there shouldn't be nobody over here. But there is. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, dude, I live here. You don't live here. So go on down there somewhere. They always want to stop in front of my house. That's why I feel like there's an energy vortex going on right here or something like that. Because it's almost like, damn, does the shit ever stop? Will it ever stop? Will it? I don't think so. It's energy. Okay, so right now the full moon is fucking a full moon. You know what I'm saying? And it's all Mercury has come out of retrograde. I got my sage going. Because I'm trying to be in my higher self. I really am. But I look at it like, why the fuck? Shit. Go down there. That's where you, that's what you're doing, then go down there. Why are you down here? I can't take it. It's the mentality. But anyway, as I was saying, that's why I say it's like I still get triggered about by a lot of shit. I still get fucking triggered. And I just be like, damn, look, in the interim of shit, you should be able to enjoy living in your own space without motherfuckers 24/7 trying to usurp that energy somehow, you know? So for me, I like told the universe, like, look, just give it to me raw. Give it to me raw. Let me get my chair because I'm standing. Like, give it to me raw. Like, I don't care about, you know, none of this other bullshit. I don't care about. And I'm sitting right here because the moon is directly above me. Like, from where I'm standing, where my house is, where I'm standing, the moon is full and it's like directly above me. So I'm trying to just, you know, soak that shit up and enjoy that part. But when there's too much activity, there's too much movement, you really can't. That's why I wait until it's super, super late. I wait until everything is closed. I wait until people are not around. And I try to decompress, but then you got motherfuckers who just won't let you. They just won't. I hate it. I would feel like what we. I feel like what I want us to do is set it up to where we can just totally build our house in a certain way to where these motherfuckers are just. I mean, seriously. It's just ridiculous. You don't have any type of, you know, you don't have any privacy in any fucking regard because these people don't have homes. They're fucking homeless. Because why wouldn't you want to be at your house? It's late. Why wouldn't you want to be at home? You know what I mean? I just can't take it. But they want to spend their time fucking. They got all these fucking cell phones and they got fucking cars. And see, this fucking podcast is going to a whole nother level. is going to a whole nother place because I'm outside. And when I'm outside, people, you know, people that are around, they interfere with my mojo. That's why Sivan Bowman, I am so jealous. I'm so jealous because it's like this motherfucker lives literally in the rainforest, okay? Like the rainforest, all right? Shit, you gotta, how the fuck you ain't gonna be calm and happy and shit? You live in a goddamn rainforest. I can't fucking be cool and happy over here. These motherfuckers won't let me. They won't let you. It's after 10 o'clock and it's still activity going on my motherfucking block. And I'm like, bitch, goddamn. It's too much, yo. It's too much. That's why people who do light work, they, you know, they want to leave the city. They don't want to live in the city. They don't want to live in a city. You know, they don't want to live in a city. They don't want to fucking engage and be around all these vibrations. That's why when I'm doing my readings and stuff like that, I pick up on a lot of different energy, a lot of strong energies. You know what I'm saying? Cars speeding down the street, trying to run over motherfuckers that's in the street. Like, oh, kill me. Right? So I have to just breathe through it because I do be triggered. But let me get back to what I was talking about. Okay. So basically, I told my guides and my ancestors, I was like, you know what? Give it to me raw. Nowadays, everybody's so used to being on the fucking internet, looking at people on the internet, watching motherfuckers that they just do that shit in real life now. Like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck away from me, you know what I'm saying? Like, go away. Seriously. Hey, newbie. How you doing, kitty butt? Where you been? Come inside. Come on, kitty. Come on, noobs.
Hi, newbie, little baby. Hi, the kitty baby. Hi, mamas.
Yeah, shit. It's enough to make you want to slap a motherfucker. It's almost like the mentality is just retarded. Retarded. Who does that? What do they do that at? That's fucking dumb. Like, dude. Hope that whatever they here to do, they hurry up and fucking do it. Motherfuckers drag racing, being dumb and shit. Just too much for me. And then they want to just like, I mean, literally somebody just pulled up in front of my house and they're just loitering right there. You know what I'm saying? I guess they waiting for somebody or whatever. I don't know. But it's just ridiculous because you in my space now. I'm trying to enjoy the fucking full moon energy. And I get so tired of talking to people. I get so tired of just telling them the normal shit. Like, dude, don't you realize that you're in front of somebody's house 10 o'clock and I happen to be out here like doing my thing? Can't you just go down the street to whoever you came here for? Can't you just go the fuck away? Can't you just fucking just disappear? The fuck? Can't you wait up there somewhere? You want to wait right? It's literally like they stopped right in front of me, you know? So my conversation went from being private to public. I'm like, bitch, I'm out here in my fucking yard. gets on my nerve. It really does. And I try to fucking... try to ignore it, but you just can't. You just can't because they're fucking retarded. No home training. None. They don't have any fucking home training. They're so backwards, they don't get it. And then they'll look at you like, no name, get down. Get down from there. Oh my God, my cats are just all over the place. Like now my other cat is on the neighbor's truck. Get down. Get down from there. And you know cats don't listen. Cats don't listen to shit. They do what the fuck they want. They don't give a fuck about what you saying. Get your ass down. Get down. He's up there. He's gonna fucking the neighbor gonna be pissed off. Cause he's gonna have fucking kitty paw prints all over his fucking car. That's why I covered my car down. That's why. That's fucking why. Cause my goddamn cats be all over my shit. I be like brand new. My fucking car, look, brand new fucking wash, right? Just get the shit washed. I pull in the cats with they fucking muddy paws all over my windshield, so no name over there on my neighbor truck. He gonna come outside and be like, why are all these paw prints all over my windshield? That shit's gonna piss him off. It is. Because they don't give a fuck. It's almost like as soon as you wash your car, they be like, good, the car's washed. Yeah. Let me put my kitty paw prints on it. Shit. Cats do not give a rat's ass. They don't care. They don't care. So, anyway. I know it's all a test. It's a test of the emergency broadcast system of Juanita. I know it is. I know it is. Because the full moon is out. That energy is strong. And motherfuckers is like wilding, yo. Wilding. I can see the stars. I can see. I turned off my porch light so I could see. Because I can't see with all the extra light. It's too much light. You can't see. And then their damn dog is barking. That fucking dog is vicious and fucking dangerous. That goddamn Cujo ass dog. One of my cats probably over there teasing it. They be teasing that damn dog like, ah, you can't get me. Ah, I'm a kitty cat. Ah, you a stupid dog. Ah, you don't get that. You know what I'm saying? Fucking dog be going nuts and shit. Like, doggy, be quiet, doggy. But definitely my cat probably over there. No, turn off the porch light. I can't see the stars that well. I'm good. Don't lock me out, though. I didn't bring my key. Go to bed. I love you. So, I beseech the universe for closure. I say, universe, if my twin flame is not supposed to, if I'm not supposed to engage anymore with that, if I'm not supposed to be worried about that, or if he's not going to come 100% correct and we're supposed to be together and move this shit forward, then I'm looking for you to send me my divine counterpart. Send me somebody that said they ain't going to never love again and then find Juanita and fall all head over heels in love. Send me that. You know what I mean? Send me the one who feels like, you know, well, open this curtain right here so some air can go in there. It's hot in there.
Like, send me the one that, you know what I'm saying, that is going to love me. Yeah, No, the other way, Zori. Let it go. There you go. Right there. That's good. Go to bed now. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, send me the one that wants to be in this shit 100 all the way. No pretenses. No fucking bullshit. No lies. No cheating. No, you know, haterade. Because you know what, Divine Feminine? Sometimes we get haterade from people who, and that's why I'm trying to be in my higher self, because there are some people, like the people who do like normal shit, like the regular shit that live here, whatever, and they gotta navigate or whatever, you know, sometimes they get my attitude because there's so many other motherfuckers who just loitering and hanging out and wasting time and, you know, see, you hear all this stupid shit. But that's the other neighbor. They live here, dumbasses. Just wilding out, acting crazy and shit. But, so in my desire to be in my higher self, right? I beseech the universe, and I, you know, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of it. I'm not scared of what's real. I'm not scared of what I got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's not for me, I don't want it. And I've always been, I mean, you know, I'm hesitant because it's a hard pill to swallow, but I've always said, Lord, universe, God, source, take everything away from me that is not for my good. Take everything away. Don't let nothing penetrate that's not for me. Let it all disappear. Let it all go away. Just remove it from my life. If it's not for me, if it's not in your will, if it's not your will for me, remove it. And I've been saying that shit since I was 11 years old. Okay? I've been able to do that shit since I was 11, because you know how difficult that is. You know how hard it is to let go of something that has a devil energy. And see, and I'm speaking tarot. The devil energy just speaks to something that is compulsive, something that is addictive, something that you, shit, if you have to let it go, you'd rather cut your arm off than to let it go, you know? So, basically, you know, I have had to say to the universe, fine, I release it. I allow this to change me. Leon, where are you going? Come here, Leon. Other kitty Leon, he crossing the street. I don't like them crossing the street when the cars are coming and stuff like that. Come here, Leon, wait. Okay, he going over there. They got their little routine. You know how cats are. Cats be like, no, I'm going, yeah. Oh, no, that's just nothing. Cats be like, I'm going over here to get this bird. They're sleeping in this tree right here, and they don't think we know, but we know. We're going to get them. But anyway, so, yeah. So, you know, I've always been the type of person that, that damn dog is a piece of shit. He is. I love dogs too, guys. Don't get me wrong. For all my dog lovers, I love doggies. We're going to get a husky, girl and boy husky. And they're going to have their little family and all that stuff later on in life. But right now we got cats. But some dogs just, the trainers don't train them properly. You hear that damn dog just barking for no reason. That dog has bit someone. Uh-huh. That dog is out of control. It jumps on the little porch thing and barks at everybody walking by, and it's vicious. It's scary and vicious. My daughters be like, oh, I was like, yeah, you got to take a little stick with you. Take something. But anyway, I digress. So with this full moon, my sage is burning hella cray cray. With this full moon and Mercury going forward, and you know, a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are pushing forward. A lot of things are transpiring. A lot of things are coming into fruition. A lot of things are manifesting. It's, you know, it's upon you. If you've been manifesting some things, if you've been asking for some things, there is, it's time. It's here. It's time. It's that time. They're here. So basically, for me, I look at things like, you know, I want to be better. I want to be in a place where, you know, I am my higher self, because I'm really a happy person. I'm really a positive person, and it really hurts my heart that, you know, I have been in situations where, of late, I say the past year, I have been very I have been very my cats be going in everybody's yard. And it's hella dogs in all these yards and stuff, and people that don't like cats. You know what I'm saying? My cats just be all over the place. I just be hoping and praying that they make it back safely, child. Because they are near and dear to my heart. But you can't lock cats up. You just can't. Once they want to go outside, unless they're indoor cats, once they want to go outside, that's what they do. They go outside. You know what I'm saying? There is no Azaria, you better get to bed. There is no my kids, child. I got a little genius kid, and you know, mostly people whose minds are very active, or who perceive things very easily, or who are leaders or manifestors, they don't really sleep. They don't really sleep. They get a little bit of sleep, and then, you know, to rejuvenate the body, and then they're active. They're very active. Lord help me with my children, causing me stress at this stage in my life.
Please turn those lights off. Turn down the lamp in the bathroom.
Now everybody want to be outside talking loud and dogs barking, and as soon as I come outside, right, all this activity starts. I just be like, y'all crazy. Y'all just, oof. And that's partly me too. I just have to accept my true calling, that people are drawn to me, you know. That's why I'm not worried about nothing. I'm not worried about my subscriberships or viewerships at this point. It's gonna all pick up. It will. I'm not worried about it. And so many people will be able to be blessed because, you know, my shit will have been authentic from day one, you know. I'm not on YouTube or podcast clowning. I mean, that's fine and good in its place. Some people, that's just what they do. You know what I'm saying? And that gets a lot of immediate viewerships and stuff like that. Because people are interested in comedians and people who do stupid shit and clowning around. And there's a place for that. We all need to tap into that, you know what I'm saying? Every now and then. But if you're not actively pursuing positivity in your life, it's not going to come to you. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be challenged. You're going to be emotionally unstable. You know what I'm saying? Throughout the whole ordeal. If, you know, you don't tap into center. So I had been asking Source to, you know, just give me closure. Because one thing that's very torturous is, okay, if you know that something is over, we're not delusional, we're not dumbasses. We all know when somebody's not feeling you. We all know when somebody's done with the relationship. We all know, even if they don't give you closure because of their own weaknesses. Because that's how I look at that. I look at that as being someone who's weak and weak. That's weak, okay? Because you're definitely not an alpha. Because alphas address issues. People who are enlightened, the whole point of walking this earth is to touch people's lives positively. So if you are one of those people who are always in the negative, you always talking shit, you always mad, you always mean, then damn, nigga. Okay. Okay.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Hey, my beauty beauties. So, yeah. Basically, with asking the universe to step in and intervene and do what it does. Because I've always said, if it's not for me, whatever is not for me, take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Remove it. That's why I want to build a second story onto my house so that I could be up near the heavens. Without these basic ass, hating ass, low level vibration motherfuckers just trying to be in my mix just because, you know what I mean? I've had shit like that my whole life. Like, what the fuck are you so worried about what the hell I'm doing? You know what I mean? What for? Mind your business. I'm not worried about nobody else. I'm not bothering nobody. I'm doing me. You know what I'm saying? In my house, at my space, I ain't worried about them. But they so pressed with Juanita. They so pressed. They want to come and talk all loud and laugh and loiter in front of me and hang out across the street and move their cars and let their stupid ass dog bark and, you know what I'm saying? It's just, oh my God. I just be like, really, motherfucker? Really? So, I went in my backyard. And wonderfully enough, the moon is still right there. Because you know how sometimes the moon be positioned to the east, to the west, to the north, to the northwest, to the south. Well, you know. It's not a cloud in the sky. You can see it so clearly. It's full and bright, you know. And I've asked, I was like, you know what, just free me, just free me. I would rather have my heart broken, get the cry out, get the pain out, get over it, deal with it, and move on with my life, you know, than continue to wallow and hope and be manipulated by somebody who has no intentions on what? Have no intentions on being positive. You know?
Zoria! Lock the front door and go and unlock this back door.
You know? So, I personally, I don't, you know, I'm not worried about it anymore. Sometimes it takes something very drastic and major to happen to you in order for you to get it, to get the point that you're being manipulated or you're being disrespected. Because, see, narcissists have a way of attaching themselves to empaths. And while you're thinking, oh, wow, this is my twin flame, and it very, 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 very well may be, okay? And that's why I was talking about in my earlier point. It's almost as if you have to go, the universe has to design the narcissist to fit your taste, if you will. You might be the type of person that you love really hard, you're really forgiving, you really take a lot of shit from people, you really, really, really give in a relationship until you just, you know, burn out, right? And for you, you may not even understand that you're being manipulated. Because you're on this ascension process and you're a true light and you want to give the benefit of the doubt and you know what you feel and you know what you understand. And what they do is oftentimes they will, and when I say they, I mean the narcissist, they will attach themselves to an individual who does have high self-esteem, does have self-worth and shows self-love, all of that, right? But they'll attach themselves to that person and they'll slowly break them down bit by bit, piece by piece, layer by layer, until that individual doesn't even recognize themselves. They don't recognize themselves. And when you get to the point to where you are lost because because of triggered confusions, right? That's a hard place to be. I think there's a lot of divine feminines and some divine masculines out there who have been completely abused in the area of love and connectivity. And that's why in their early cognitive development, they've come to a place, they've dealt with possible harsh treatments or possible neglect and abandonment. So therefore, now they've turned off a part of their brain, right? And turned on another part of their brain, huh? So, let's just examine the reality of escaping the detriment of the twin flame journey. OK,
Okay, let's just examine that for a second. Now, a lot of people, including myself, for a long time, was very, very adamant about the twin flame journey being the end all, be all to the relationship of your dreams, right? Because, hey, let's just face it. This is what we all were after. This is what we all wanted and was hoping would become the truth, right? We would walk down the aisle and we open that door and come down the aisle and look down that aisle and see him standing there, right? See him standing there. And and then when we would see the vision that didn't quite look like what we thought it was supposed to, we started trying to make it up. We started trying to add things to it. We started trying to create scenarios that weren't there. Like, okay, well, he's just working and he's working on himself and he's coming. He's gonna love me, right? Let me just ask you this, Divine Feminine, and some of my Divine Masculines who, you know, are going through this. Over a Divine Feminine, because I've discovered when I first started this, it was very clear. The lines were very clear, right? The lines were very defined. Masculine here, feminine here. This is the twin flame. This is your soulmate. This is who you're supposed to, your divine counterpart. This is it. All the lines were very defined. Now, those lines have blurred and disappeared. And all there is energy. Okay? Energy. This has all burst into energy for me. For me now, I don't see the lines of masculinity and femininity. I don't see the rigid construct any longer. I see fluidity. I see purpose, right? Intent, design, desire, will. Okay, I see opportunity, and I'm so thrilled to be doing this. I really am, because, you know, you go through so many different phases of this thing, because you look at it like, well, you know, I got to go all the way through it. And people would always say to me, like, what needs it? Like, other guys who wanted to talk to me and, you know, some dear friends or whatever. They'd be like, what is it? This is not healthy. You got to get out of this. You're too beautiful of a girl. You're too wonderful of a woman to allow the negativity of relationships, I mean consecutive relationships that just, you know, didn't pan out, that were not on the level of equal reciprocity. Now, I've been in relationships where I've always been kept, always been taken care of, always my man always take care of everything, you know, because he work and he's generous and
all of that. You know, I've never really been in a relationship with a stingy man. I really haven't been. Now, what's funny is a very, very stingy, miserly, stinky kind of guy thought that he was going to be able to weasel his way into my life, because during the twin flame separation part, right, because when we were in union, right, I just thought things were great. I really did. We did have some challenging times, but I never would have thought that my twin flame would have done some of the things to me that he did. I never would have expected it. And you know what they say, it's always the closest one to you that could hurt you, that could kill you, that could do the most damage, right? The one that claims they love you the most. They're the ones that can really do you dirty. And it was very, very challenging to discover that through my unconditional love, I was able to see that I was not receiving that same respect, right? And it's only through unconditional love that you will get through this part of the twin flame journey. I always say that the twin flame journey is something that you are on for life. You are either in it or you're not. Period. And it's funny how a lot of people have been in the twin flame journey. And I mean, that's why I say I really want to hear some other stories. You know what I'm saying? Because there's people who, the people who don't come into union with their counterparts, they seem to be in a suspended animation to me. To me, those people are in suspended animation because they, all those readings keep saying, oh no, he's coming. Oh no, it's going to happen. Oh no, it's going to da 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 da. And the truth is, I even saw readings where the divine masculine was coming and had made the choice to choose his divine feminine and had truly decided to come on the journey and was actualizing and was seeing the synchronized numbers and was tapping in, all of that shit. And then nothing in the 3D was manifesting, right? And it's like, wait, this something is off. It can't just be in the 5D. It has to be in the 3D because we have met each other. When you come across your twin flame, to me, that means, oh shit, you at the next level of this thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it's levels to it. So to me, the twin flame journey is just another, it's just another level. You know, like if you look at it from a gamer's perspective, it's another level that you, once you complete that, boom, now you're on to the next level. Now you're on to the next phase. There's something else to conquer. There's something else to understand, to glean from, to know, right? And it's not until you go through it that you truly understand it, you know? Truly understand it. Then you start hearing a lot of people talking about, oh, well, it's the journey to self and the self, and you know, your twin flame is your divine counterpart, and how can you not love your twin flame? It's like not loving yourself, and how can you, you know, all this old bullshit, right? So basically, I mean, sifting through, it's like flour, sifting through the flour, right? Getting the fine, refining it. Right, getting all the bits and pieces and little granules and flour clumps together that won't blend smoothly or fine, you know. That shit, get that shit out of there, right? And once you sift through all of that, and you get through all of that, right? Only then do you understand, ay caramba, this is the best thing of my life. This is the best thing that ever happened to me. That's the only time you understand it, because then you get to see, like, wow, it's not about another person per se, right? That person that was the catalyst that broke your fucking heart into a million pieces, that took you inward, that made you think about childhood traumas, that caused you to seek a higher power so that you don't destroy yourself. It took that for you to seek out source, for you to get back to your center. It took that. And for some of us, we're really thick, you know? We're really thick. And it takes, like, it really takes some undoing for us to really see that, oh my goodness, you know? Oh my goodness. This is for my good. This is for my good, right? And then you have to isolate what's really happening. You have to isolate what's really happening. Either you understand what's really going on and you're playing the game of Monopoly to win, or you're new, you ain't never heard of this before, and you just fumbling through it, getting put in jail every other term. Getting put in precarious financial situations, getting put on the back burner. And when you're put on the back burner, life keeps happening, and all the other players keep going around the board while you stuck in jail, and stuck in jail literally and figuratively, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuck in your own debilitating mindset, you know, stuck in your own torture chamber, right? And it was funny because I got a realization. I'm trying to say realization and revelation, not together. Revelation. So I got a realization. It just hit me. The big reveal was because I love hard, I love deep, I love strong, I love loyal, I love long. And you really have to betray me. If I love you, or I'm in love with you, oh, you really have to betray me for me to be like, oh, okay. For me to turn my back on that love. Oh, yeah, you'd have to do some treacherous shit. Try to put your hands on me, accuse me of debauchery, try to cuss, fuss, yell, argue, try to take away my happy, cheat on me, you know, these things. And like I said, for me, because now I've evolved to the high priestess, for me, it took me a minute. I had to go through it. Oh, God, I had to go through it. But now I'm on the other side. And I knew this was going to happen. I just didn't know if it was going to be with my twin flame or not. And then the longer I was in this journey, and the more I started seeing that, you know, hey, he has free will, and he could do what he wants, and he could do what he needs. And I'm looking at, wow, I'm literally in the vortex here. You know, I'm holding on to something that absolutely no longer serves me. Absolutely no longer. I'm clinging to something that is for my detriment. It's like. Having a bowl of cancer, you know, cancer soup, and you got a bowl of chicken noodle soup, but instead of eating the chicken noodle soup that's pretty much good for you, you're going to eat that bowl of cancer. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, make your choice. Nobody's forcing you. And that's where I had my wake-up call. When I realized that my twin flame was not operating in his higher self in regards to our union. Okay, I'll just put it like that. Whatever else he's doing in his life is his life. But the part that affects me, right, our union together, our connection, it had been severed. It had been severed, and I was literally holding on to the little string that he was dangling over the cliff. That's all that was that I was holding on to. A little thread, a little string. You know? Then I looked up and I thought I was holding on to the string that he was holding on to. And I realized that I was holding on to nothing. I looked up and he wasn't even there. He wasn't even there. And all I had to do was just stand up, look around, and walk away. Because I had been crouching down in this protective position from the elements, in a corner, huddled, holding on to what I thought was my twin flame, holding on to what I thought was a connection between us, holding on to what I thought was the other end of what he was holding on to, until I opened my eyes and I looked up and I realized that I wasn't holding shit. I had just had my hands closed in that position for so long that I hadn't even noticed that he had been long gone. He had been long gone. He had long gone since left me in the rain and thunder, and he sought shelter long ago. Long ago. When the storm came and the winds beat down and the rains beat down and the lightning shone and the thunder roared, we ran, and I thought we were holding hands. We were holding hands tightly and we were running. And then somehow we got a little separated from each other, but we were still holding on. Like the world split between us. But we were still holding on. I was still holding on to him so tightly. And the storm just beat down so viciously to where I couldn't even see anymore, but I was just holding on, because it was like I could hear his faint voice through the storm saying, hold on, saying, I love you, I'm still here, hold on, I got you. I could hear it, so I would hold on even though I couldn't see. And sometimes the storm would get violent. I mean, brutally violent. To where it would just rain for days and days and days on end. Rain so loud you can't hear your thoughts. Clouds so thick, it was just fog everywhere. Thunder so vicious and visceral that it just shook you from the inside with a fear that if you let go, you are going to plummet to your death. And you don't know where you are. You don't know if there's footing under you, if there's if the earth has completely opened up and you one false move and you're going to be sucked in, you don't know. This is you going through the journey. Until one day, your beautiful angel guides and your angelic ancestors and source calls to you, God calls to you, the universe calls to you. And it's a sound that you're not familiar with because it doesn't sound like your divine masculine, as some people call him the divine masculine. I don't call him the divine masculine. I call him the twin flame because I feel like that they're separate entities. I feel like, you know, that the universe is not going to leave you without your divine counterpart. Okay? A divine counterpart is someone that is just that. They're a divine. They're holy. They are pure for you. They are for you. They are yours. They are you. And it's all love. People want to equate love and pain. They want to equate heartache and misery with progress, you know, and happiness. And that's not how it goes. When you get back to source, there's no misery. There's no sorrow. There's no unhappiness. You have to raise your vibration and keep it raised. Keep it high. So that little bullshit that we go through in this 3D existence don't phase you. You shake it off. And fucking shake it off. Put a smile on your face. Keep it pushing. Keep a smile in your heart. Therefore, you will always have a smile on your face. And I'm not saying that shit ain't gonna get on your nerve or whatever. That's because we dealing with a bunch of low vibration motherfuckers. So it's very valuable. That's not the word I want to use, but that's the only way it's coming out right now. It's very, very valuable to choose the individual that is going to raise your vibration, okay? It's to your advantage, okay, to look at the brighter side of life and connect yourself with someone who sees things like you do. I happen to be a very cheery individual, and I started seeing that I was becoming so mad and angry and sad and depressed and lonely, and because of how I was allowing my twin flame connection to be okay. And this is beyond the cycle being complete. The 10, this is beyond that. This is after Soros had let me know, look, girl, you got it, you free, you ain't got to worry about it no more, you ain't got to go through it no more. If you don't want to repeat this cycle again, you don't have to. You did it, your karma is complete, now you are in your dharma, and you don't have to be miserable, you don't have to be sad, you don't have to be lonely, you don't have to be upset, you don't have to have a broken heart. You don't have to deal in this Three of Swords energy any longer. You can come into the Three of Cups. You could come into the King of Wands. You could come into the Ten of Cups. You could come into the Nine of Cups. You can come into, you know what I'm saying, what you need for yourself. You feel me? The Ace of Wands. Go for it. So, but then, you know, your twin flame is there, and you know, there's borderline narcissism, narcissistic traits within this twin flame connection. Has to be, because there's no way that someone can manipulate you that way or for that long without there being some type of narcissism or ego at play. And as you all know, you cannot force your will on anyone. Everyone has free will, even though the divine has stepped in and told them, listen, this is who you should be with. This is who I've set aside for you. This is what I want to give you, right? And it may not look like you thought it was supposed to look, right? But you're looking through your stupid 3D eyes. You're not looking through your third eye. You're not looking through your chakras. You're just dealing in the matrix. You know what I'm saying? You're operating in the matrix. And it's like, it's very, very, it's sad because when you look at it and you think about it, you're like, damn, these motherfuckers are lost. You know, when you come out of it and you're on the other side and you're washed clean, now you can see, oh, I get it now, you know? And I see so much pain and confusion. And I see it all around and I see how people, they just get lost. They get lost. And for me and my twin flame, I mean, even till now, I mean, nothing has changed on his end as far as how we relate to each other. But I'm completely different. I'm completely different. I will not tolerate or accept someone trying to control who I am. You know what I'm saying? I have my own life's work and life's mission. I got my own purpose in life. I have my own power and my own things that I have to be accountable for. That I have to make sure that I do, you know, or that I'm about. I can't just go through this existence and not do what I'm supposed to do. Fuck that. No. So, for me, it's like, it was very insulting because it was like being with somebody who had you, right? Loved you, supposedly. But then their own baggage caused them to do certain things, right? And then they ignore you, but then they go out and try to find a girl just like you. You know what I'm saying? They go out and try to find chicks that remind them of you. And it's like, wait, what? But you got me though. You got, it's like, why would you do that? It's like you got the real deal, but you'd rather go out and get a knockoff. Okay. Try to make it the real deal when you got the real deal. Like, it's like having a Birkin bag, and then, you know, you keep it because it's real, right? And those things are super expensive. You keep it in the plastic, in the closet, on the shelf, right? And you take out your knockoff, and that's the one you parade around town in, and that's the one that you show off and that you wear and that you, you know, display and treat nicely and you take everywhere and you use it, and you know, and it's all tattered and raggedy and, you know, really not like your, like the real Birkin bag would be, right? But that's what some people do. That's what they do. And their logic is they don't want to get their real one messed up or stolen because it's an investment. So they'd rather just leave it in the plastic or in the box and on the shelf. Put it in a glass case. Like, what the hell? What's the point? The point is to have a high quality bag. You know what I'm saying? Because we are brutal, honey. We're brutal with purses. We are. And if you look at this analogy, if you keep up with the analogy, then you'll get it, right? We're brutal with purses. We're brutal with bags. And we like different compartments and all these different things and, you know, colors and textures and all this stuff. And so, because, you know, we have some persons that, honey, all we put in there is lipstick and our keys, if that, okay? So it's just an accessory. So why not, you know, enjoy yourself? Why live your life in a plastic bag? You know, why? So somebody else is going to enjoy it. That's like my grandmother had plastic all over her furniture because she didn't want to get her couches, you know, messed up or whatever. As soon as she died or whatever, they snatched all that plastic off. So it didn't matter. You know, it didn't matter. And it got used and enjoyed, and you could see the real colors, and you could see, because it's funny how the plastic, she had the plastic on there for so long, you know, she smoked cigarettes and stuff, so the plastic was like a kind of a yellowish kind of tint, had a yellowish kind of tint to it, that wouldn't wipe off, you know, and it was just crazy how after that plastic came off, how bright and beautiful and vibrant the couches were, right? The colors and all that stuff. And I get it, you know, she wanted to protect her investment, right, through the years. But look at how the enjoyment, you know, there she lost the enjoyment for it. I mean, I would have replaced the plastic every 5 or 10 years or something like that, you know, so I could still see the prettiness of the, but, hey, that's just me. But, you know, I get it. But the point is, everyone gets to choose their quality of life. And if your twin flame or divine counterpart doesn't choose you, it's okay. And I know somebody's going to be listening to this podcast sometime from now, or even now, and they're at a different stage of the twin flame journey, and they're just like, oh my God, how can you say that? How can you say that? You know, and they might click off of me, and they go on through the journey, and then they gonna find me again, and they gonna click back on and start listening through to this whole spiel with tears in their eyes and a laughter in their heart and emotions running rampant, because they will discover that they are not alone. They are not alone. That we, more than one of us, has gone through this situation, and it's almost like it's scripted. It's almost like, what? Wait, are all of them doing it like this? You know? Can't be. Like, I don't want to be around these guys. No, I'm interested in something else. So that's when a part of me started to learn that the divine counterpart, the twin flame, the soulmates, the divine masculine, those are all different people. They could be the same person. They could all be the same person, but they're all different. But if it's one person, it's different stages of their journey. But what I've discovered is they're different people, you know, because the twin flame, like your soulmate, might be somebody completely different from your twin flame. Your twin flame could be somebody completely different from your divine counterpart. You understand what I'm saying? That's how I look at it, because I'm like, well, the twin flame situation, if I stick around and keep holding on to that, bitch, I'm going to be an old-ass woman with no, wearing all valor and light spark in my eyes for fighting and youth, and well, all of that shit is long gone. And he probably dead somewhere, you know, or with some other woman. Who knows, you know? Or just completely just disappeared, change phone number, change everything, while you sitting there holding on to, oh, it's my twin flame. I'm supposed to be with them and them alone. What? After they've ghosted you, after they've disrespected you, after they've cheated on you, after they've lied to you, after they continue to lie, cheat, and ghost you. I mean, come on, man. That's why I said, look at it from a perspective. Forget the divine connection. Look at it from a perspective of, would you want someone treating you like this? Period. If someone says they love you, would they treat you like this? Would they? Nah, baby, that's not love. That's not love. So, but you have to go through it yourself. That's why I always say, do it. If you want to call them 50 times. If you want to call, if you want to go by their house and drive by their job, you want to stare at them from across the street, you want to send them 25 emails or texts, you want to send them a book, a novel, whatever. As long as it's not detrimental to you or them or anybody, you know, involved or safety issues, go for it. Because you have to. You have to get this out. You have to process it. You cannot go through this shit and come out on the other side clean with all the honey, the world card, and the all the aces. The Ace of Cups, the Ace of Wands, the Ace of Swords, the Lovers, the Four of Wands, the, okay, the Ten of Cups, the Nine of Cups. In order for you to get to that shit, oh, you got to go through this, baby. You got to go through it, and there can be no residual dust particles. It can't be no ashes left. Can't be none of that shit. None of it. None of it. Can't be none of it. Because the universe has somebody so special for you. So special for you. That it is just ridiculous. And it's not until you go through the twin flame journey and understand exactly what it is that you want, desire, will tolerate, won't tolerate. Honey, I bet you now, any guy that comes my way, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I have no fear. I have no worries. You feel me? It's like you either are supposed to be in my life for some reason or you not. And I don't give people position anymore. I don't, like, I can see mad potential in people. That's one of my double-edged sword traits, I'll say, because it's good and it's bad, you know. You can see the potential in a person and overlook the fact that they're fucking derelict, okay? Or you can, you know what I'm saying? Or you can see the potential in them and give them the time to grow and nurture, and they actually do evolve into that fucking butterfly. But some of them don't, you know what I'm saying? Some of them don't. And you can get caught in the potential of a person, and that can be deadly. Especially in this twin flame journey, you gotta let reality be reality. Let that shit be what it really is. Okay? Don't look at your twin flame as your divine counterpart, however you term it, because I have my own terminologies. But don't look at that individual like the end all be all, because they're not. They're not, honey. They're just there to catapult you into your higher self. And the question is always in front of us, do you want this? You know, it's a choice. Take the red pill or the blue pill, Neo. It's a choice. So with that said, my beauty beauties, I encourage you to choose you. Choose to love yourself. Choose to see that you deserve love, that you deserve someone being kind to you and someone showing you true reciprocity. You deserve that, okay? And it's okay to love. Do not beat yourself up because you loved someone that was incapable of loving you on the same level that you gave love. Don't beat yourself up about that. Hey, that's the ascended master. You know what I'm saying? They all went through that same shit. Out down here loving people who didn't love them back. Trying to show people the light, and they want to be in their debauchery and their darkness. They want to hold on to the devil when the devil is not holding them. The devil is just right there. They holding on to the devil, you know, devil energy. So let them. See, I have, and there's certain things that you have to do for yourself to get yourself out of whatever sunken place that you need to come from. And for me, I had to make a list. I had to make a list of, like, it was just a basic, and it's weird because these things, when somebody wants to be with you, these things are automatic. You don't have to ask for it. They just do it. You know what I'm saying? So, when me and my twin flame, it just got so thick in the mud, you know, with the lies and the deceit and the betrayal. It's just too thick, right? To where I just said, okay, listen. This is how we gonna do this. You know, these are my requirements just for the basic let's keep talking requirements. I mean, basic shit, you know. And they wouldn't comply. And these are things that are just innate. You just do these things when you like somebody. When you like somebody, these are normal things. Like, for example, I'll just give you an example of, like, answer FaceTime. If you have an iPhone, answer the FaceTime. Why, if I call you on FaceTime, I can never see you? Why you never answer FaceTime anymore? Or video chat or any of that? You know? So, you know, simple shit. Simple shit. Shit that you don't have to tell somebody that really likes you. Shit that you don't have to tell somebody that really wants to be with you. I used to have to tell my twin flame to stop taking random pictures of me. He loved me so much. He was so into me that it didn't matter what I was looking like to me. Like, if I thought I was looking like whatever. We're on FaceTime. He's snapping pictures. He just like, you're so pretty, you're so cute, I love you. You know, it was just great. And he couldn't look at me for too long without finding something to compliment, you know. That's how it's supposed to go. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be. It's real simple. It's real simple. And once we realize our roles, it's easier. It's so much easier. Because guys are very visual. Guys are very visceral. They're very... you know, physical. And women are more on the emotional side of things. We can see a guy who's not necessarily, who could be a little bit scruffy or whatever, but we could see that tenderness in him, and we could feel that kindness that he gives us. And we could, when we look at him, we don't see that scruffiness. We see love. We see a handsome, wonderful gentleman. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the beauty of true love, rose-colored glasses, the whole bit. But when you're dealing with someone who does not love you back, they don't. If they continue to lie to you, if they continue to hurt you, if they continue to make you feel as though you are unworthy of love, that's just wrong. You should never do anybody like that. Everybody is worthy of love. Everybody should want to feel love. And then the thing is, if the cold part about it is, the selfishness. Because if your divine counterpart doesn't want to be in a relationship with you, they won't even say that. They won't say, well, I'm going on with my life. You should go on with your life. And, you know, I'm sorry it didn't work out with us, blah, blah, blah. But I need to, you know, do this or do that. Nah, they want to pretend like they still want everything you want when they don't. They don't. They may just want you for sex, which gives them a certain refill, if you will. Energy refill. They may just want you for your conversation, your company, whatever it is. It's an energy exchange. So they want you for an energy exchange because the level of energy that you produce is unreal and it becomes addictive. It does. So they try to find ways to manipulate the situation so that they can get more of that energy. You know what I'm saying? And you end up being depleted and weak and tired and emotionally drained and physically torn down because it's a succubus scenario. Imagine output, 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 and there's never any input. Everything has an input, output. There cannot just be output, 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 or just input, input. It can't. It has to be input, output, input, output. It has to be fluid. It has to be an infinity loop. It has to be a yin and yang. It has to flow. And because of that, if you are truly on this twin flame journey, you will emerge from it unscathed, baby. Unscathed, unscathed, with your smile on your face. I wake up every morning now, y'all, and it's only been a few days. It's only been a few days. But something happened in my twin flame journey that did it, that woke my ass all the way up. That woke me all the way up. And I'm so excited because I thought I was already woke. I thought I was already, but I was still pining for him. I was still trying to hold on to that connection. I was still trying to make it be something. You know what I'm saying? Ignoring all the warnings, all the signs, all the information that I already know, not listening to my intuition. I already knew, but I was trying to make it be. And I'm so happy because I let that shit go, for real. And I know I let it go because there's no emotional duress anymore. And I still am getting bombarded with, you know, requests and this and that and emoji texts and this and that, whatever. You know, they'll stop, I'm sure. Eventually, they'll stop. Eventually, he'll see that none of that shit is working no more. And, oh, I have actually left the building. I am no longer playing around with this shit. You know, I have goals and dreams in as far as a relationship goes. You know, and I want to have my son. I want to be pregnant with my son next year this time. I want to be, you know, pregnant with him or about to give birth. Coming in the winter, whatever. I want to be pregnant with him. And how can I have that if I'm dealing with somebody that keeps, you know, keeps six of pentacles, seven of pentacles, doing the seven of pentacles on me? You know? How can it even work? How can that work? Or is the six of pentacles giving more to one and less to another and claiming that that shit is balanced? What? So anyway, my beauty beauties, I love you to life. I wish you positive energy and happiness. I want you guys to go for it, go for it, go for it. As always, you know, this has been a Twin Flame Journey Debunking with your host, that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. See you in the funny papers. Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher, higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light and see you in the funny papers. Bye.